It's time now for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air. The Sports Attack. The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
All right. Welcome to the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA is the way to go. And if you're listening this morning, I'm coming to you live, as it was said by our impeccable voiceover guy, Scott Cuddy, that a little live from New York action. You know, it's not Saturday Night Live. It's Thursday morning live with me, Bob Black. And look, if you're out there and you're heading to work, you're heading to your day's activities, no matter what it is, getting the kids off to school, getting the husband out of bed, getting the wife out of bed, whatever the circumstances are, walking the dog, whatever it is, well, you can get us. And you can get us on various different devices and platforms. And I'm here to talk to you about that a little bit because it's radio on the go. And this is the way radio is right now. Look, you have an iPhone. You have an iWatch. You have a Android, whatever. There's so many devices, frankly, I don't even care. But honestly, if you have a device, you can download the platforms, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, all that kind of good stuff, and then rock and roll with it. And, you know, you're on your way, you're jogging. Like I said, and I told you guys during the summer, and it's still going on in the midst of this nasty-looking weather that we got out front here. Still jogging, walking the dogs, pushing the strollers. You know, they must prep for this overnight. I can't devote that amount of time to it, quite frankly. But they're layered up and they got their little skull caps on, little Muffy in the bassinet or whatever it is. There's a stroller and they're strolling along and it's all good and the dog's chatting along and I want to mow them over with a car. No, I really don't. But, you know, honestly, it's all fun, and it's all about you. So you can grab us live. You can get archived. You can go for the interviews, whatever the circumstances are that you want to grab. Most important for us, we're going to tear Philadelphia a new one. It's going to be fun. And when it comes right down to it, we're allowed to have that fun because of the guys and the girls that serve us. They put it together. They walk towards the fire while we run away from it. Don't ever forget that. Let's tap out. We'll be back with more of the attack right after this. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Your new landscaping looks amazing. Who did you use?
I found a great local pro on HomeAdvisor.
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. It's really easy to use. I just put in what I need, and then they connect me with background check pros who can help.
Did you find your painter there, too?
Yep. I use HomeAdvisor for everything.
How much does it cost?
It's free. And check it out. I can even book an appointment online.
That's so easy. How did I not know about HomeAdvisor?
Go to HomeAdvisor.com now or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, right here on Sports Byline.
Yeah, it is. Mo. Because you know what's better than some Sports Attack with Bob Black? More Sports Attack with Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAYS, phone number 1-800-878-7529. And, characters, Jerry Jones got a slap on a ruler from the Sister Nuns for his conduct detrimental to the league, and we'll get to that in a minute, because God, I hate saying this, I'm on his side. Oh man, seriously. And the dopey kids in UCLA, yeah, I'm starting with the dopey kids. And the reason why, quite frankly, was that I was a dopey kid myself. And I ain't any longer. Now I'm just a dopey adult. But LiAngelo Ball, Cody Riley, and Jalen Hill. Boy, aren't Riley and Hill glad that the last name of LiAngelo is Ball with this thing that went down in China. And the funny thing is, out of the three of them, LiAngelo is probably the worst player. Roots, and LiAngelo isn't, but they gave him a scholarship because his brother went there and his other brother is going to go there. But they had the news conference on Wednesday. These kids were probably still jet lagged, and Dan Guerrero trotted out them and the coach, and he was out there and president of university and all that kind of good stuff. And these three kids screwed up big time. They shoplifted from three stores, including a Louis Vuitton store. Now, you know, look, I mean, they're not particularly well paid. Some are paid more than others and better than others, but, you know. So they felt they needed to get that. LiAngelo could have bought sunglasses and anything else that they stole for all of them, because he's got enough money through daddy. And that's all well and good. Nobody ever begrudges that. But it's now, it took on a life of its own. It became an international incident, and rightfully so. President Trump stepped in and dealt with it. And it's amazing that they didn't even mention that, and shame on them for doing it. I don't care whether you like the guy or not. You got your ass out of a Chinese jail. How about a little bit of thanks? But with that being said, let's focus on the three kids, and they're on indefinite suspension. Whether or not to suspend them for X amount of games or half a season or a full season or boot them off the team. And opinions vary, and opinions are like everybody else. You know what it is. Everybody has one. But this was essentially a goodwill tour, which encompassed the basketball team, the UCLA chancellor, Gene Block, some people evidently of Chinese descent who had traveled with the team to Shanghai and Hangzhou, and, you know, China has come all that kind of good stuff. But the reality is that they're still a communist country with suppressive laws who don't tolerate any dissent. And certainly ain't going to put up with three teenagers shoplifting. And honestly, they could have been in jail for 10 years. Now, the outcry from the world for three kids shoplifting, had they been sentenced to that, would have been enormous. And, you know, the world of public relations and all that kind of good stuff, it wouldn't have been a good thing for China to do. They would have looked really stupid for doing that. But the possibility did exist that this was the president happened to be over there on his Pan-Asian trip, spoke to the premier, who obviously he spoke to somebody, and they got cut loose, and they're back in the United States. Now, I've heard opinions varying on everything from the fact, well, they learned their lesson, and, well, they, you know, will be petulant little children that they are, that they will be apologetic and all that kind of good stuff. And great. That's outstanding. Here's what's being missed to a certain degree here. And I've heard a couple of people mention it. But like I said, I was young and dumb once myself. Now, first time I went to Mexico, you didn't even need a passport. You just needed to show your driver's license, walk across the border. Same with Canada. Here you go, walk across the border. Now, we live in a different world. It ain't that way anymore, and understandably. But here's the thing. Right? The first time I went overseas, and some terrorism had already started, you know, the Lockerbie plane crash had already happened, and I went overseas, and it was a three-prong trip that I made with three friends. And we were going to Paris, Belgium, and Amsterdam. And we were going for weed, chocolate, and art in that order. I ain't going to lie to you. So my dad, the policeman, knowing what I was about at that point in time, said, "Don't be stupid. Because if you get in trouble over there, I am not going to be able to help you." And through my catatonic state occasionally, I said, "I understand." And I went, I got my passport, and I was very excited about traveling overseas and all that kind of good stuff. But when we went over there, you know, we had one particular friend who was a bit of a rowdy when he got intoxicated. And we told him, if you get busted, we ain't helping you. We won't be able to help you. We'll contact the embassy, and from that point on, you are on your own. And that seemed to sober him up a little bit. And he behaved on the rest of the trip, because this all happened the first night. And I kept in mind what my father was talking about. He also said to me, "You are representing your country," which I thought was kind of silly at the time. But the reality is, you know, Americans at the time had the reputation for being the ugly Americans. They go to every single country and they won't expect it to be like America. And when it's not like America, they bitch about it. Well, we didn't do that. We were very well behaved. We actually ended up on TV as positive role models for Americans. And, you know, talking about Saddam Hussein invading Kuwait. I happened to be there when that happened. And we enjoyed our trip. And from there in, I've traveled the world. But I always kept in mind what my father said, is that you are a representative of your country when you go overseas. Well, these kids weren't only representatives of their country, they were representatives of their university as well. They had the UCLA brand on everything that they were doing. They walked through 3 6-foot-plus basketball players from UCLA, and they didn't think they were going to stand out in a crowd. Seriously? I got an idea. Let's shoplift these sunglasses. No one will notice. Few things. Number one, and I get the lack of maturity, because I was no prize as an 18-year-old either. You know, you screwed up, you're 18 years old, you're a dummy at that point in your life. And I get that. You know, we all screw up. We all make mistakes. Hopefully you learn from them and you never do them again. Okay. How did you think you were not going to be noticed? Seriously. In a country full of people who definitively do not look like you, how did you think you were not going to be noticed doing this? That stealth shoplifting ability that you have, that you cultivated when you were a teenager? No, I don't think so. I mean, listen, dummies. You picked the wrong place, and you're paying the price. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we're going to continue that conversation and move on to our good friend, the close and personal friend of ours, Jerry Jones. Yeah, we'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere. I'm Black, you're not.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl and Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, right here on Sports Byline.
Yeah, we're back with the hot mess. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And we'll work more of those in as time goes along. I appreciate Scotty taking the effort to get it done and Robert pushing the right buttons, which is, you know, in this place, always a challenge. 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71. And, you know, again, continuing our trip through China. Yes. Steve Alford is faced with a really difficult decision. You know, and like I said, I scroll. Telling you, nobody is talking about the fact that they represent their country. And I think this is just, you know, teach a freaking civics class in high school so people get what the hell being an American is about and why it's important to rep yourself properly overseas. You know, it's, and I don't blame this on the parents. I've heard a lot of people going after LeVar saying, well, you know, he didn't raise his kid properly and blah, blah, blah. You know, from all accounts, he did raise his kids properly. You may not like his blowhard attitude because I like to think my parents raised me properly and I still got into trouble. You know, but guess what? Hey, you know, I'm smarter than they are. Nobody's going to catch me. And they do stupid stuff. And this was definitely stupid. But, you know, some of the people in some of the comments, they you know, they want these kids drawn and quartered. And, you know, let's pay the price. Now, whatever UCLA decides is going to be under scrutiny. And oh, by the way, they did the right thing here by suspending them indefinitely and making the decision to go through a process internally and figure out what they're going to do with these kids. And like I said, it can be as extreme as booting them off the team. And oh, by the way, you know, talk about just booting off the team. It can be as extreme as booting them out of school. Because there's a student code of conduct as well that needs to be taken into consideration. Now, do I think it's going to go that far? No, I don't. But seeing these guys and drawing and quartering them is also, in my opinion, too extreme for what they did. They're going to be embarrassed and remembered for this for the rest of their lives. You know, I mean, I've told this story a few times on the air, but when Billy Tubbs was coaching the University of Oklahoma basketball team and he got run over jogging, the first time that he came back, they played in Kansas. And there were a bunch of Kansas students with T-shirts with Tubbs's face on it with tire marks over it. Well, these three kids, when they come back, if they come back, but more than likely when they come back, are going to be presented with all kinds of challenges when they're on the road in conference play and if they get to the tournament and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure their parents are completely embarrassed. I am sure that the school is mortified, and the goodwill tour that they were on, nobody's going to remember any goodwill. They're going to remember these three kids shoplifting and getting busted. And here's the other aspect of it, too. You know, I think where the given is, at least in the mind of the kids, is that we're entitled to do this. This is this sense of entitled. And I don't mean the shoplifting aspect of it. I mean the travel, the being treated to first-class hotel rooms, being fed first-class meals, being toured, being, you know, here we are in Shanghai, here we are in Peking, look at the Great Wall, because, you know, everybody makes a Great Wall appearance. And they look at it and they're like, oh, great, you know, we're basketball players, we're entitled to do this. No, you're not. I'd love to take economically poor people, no matter where they're from, city, suburbs, whatever the circumstances are, put them on a jet, get first-class treatment, ship them to China, go into a five-star hotel, get all the food, get all the goodies and everything else, all the swag. Sunglasses. sunglasses out of Louis Vuitton. I can promise you that much. You know, and you look at these kids, and like I said, no concept of the fact they represent the country, no concept that this is a privilege to be able to do this. And it also, and here's where I'll point at UCLA a little bit, okay? These are 18-year-old kids. They're freshmen who come in. They're full of themselves. I'm on the basketball team. I'm a top 100 recruit. I got a scholarship. I'm going to go to the NBA. I'm going to have big cars and big houses and fast cars and fast jewelry and blah, 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 blah. Right? Does it occur to somebody on the plane to have that conversation with them and say, hey, you know, don't screw up here? Same conversation that my dad had with me. Why didn't the chancellor turn around and say to the basketball team, don't screw up here because I ain't going to be able to help you? And you think about that for a second. The head of the university is in China with these kids. These kids screw up, get locked up, and he flies back to L.A. because he can't do nothing. Nothing. You would have thought that conversation took place. I don't know. Maybe it did. And it didn't sink in. But I'm assuming off of what these idiots did, and I say idiots in a gentle sense, that conversation did not. So, you know, they're paying a price in rep. You know, and I've seen people debating back and forth, you know, the apologies weren't sincere, and you know, give me a break. I don't know if they were, if they weren't. They're 18-year-old kids who can barely put a sentence together, as most 18-year-old kids can't. And they read from prepared statements as to not screw anything up. And that, you know, ordinarily, if it's an adult, I don't like that. The fact when it's a kid, I get it. And I'm not going to beat them up for that. Well, you know, he almost had a smile on his face. I don't know if he was sincere or not. Only he knows that. But he's damn lucky to be out of jail. Now, I didn't watch the press conference. I heard some of it. I did not hear a reference to anybody. President Trump. Hello? I don't care if you like the guy or not. He's the reason why your hind end is out of jail. Oh, he did. All right. I'm going back here. All right. Yeah, okay. All right. I'm just reading the statement, and it's full. Like I said, I didn't watch the press conference. Ball said, I'd also like to thank President Trump and the United States government for the help that they very rightly said thanks to President Trump. Hill said thanks to President Trump. Okay. I stand corrected. And Trump responded via Twitter, which he always does. He said, give a big thank you to President Xi Jinping of China who made your release possible and have a great life in bold letters. Be careful. There are many pitfalls on the long and winding road of life. Classy. Classy. You know. That's good. At least they did it right. I'll give them a little credit. Okay. 1-800-878 play here. And again, I'm not going to beat these kids to death. Now I want to see, you know, the other half of this is how it plays out with UCLA. And I hope they are not politically correct about it. I hope it's a little bit of old school Stern, you know, I'd paddle your ass if I could, discipline. I know that's not going to happen. I really hope these kids do learn from this, because it's we'll change gears right after this. It's Jerry Jones time on the other side. I'm Bob Black. He's Jerry Jones, and you're not either one of us.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise.
If you've been waiting to build, the time is now.
Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, right here on Sports Byline.
Yeah, hopefully we'll mix those up a little bit, get a little variety in there. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Won't be an owner in his league any longer in the not-too-distant future. No, that's not going to happen. Here's the deal, and this was broken by the Wall Street Journal. The NFL sent a letter to Jerry Jones's attorney accusing the owner of conduct detrimental to the league in the best league's best interest over his objections to a contract extension from Commissioner Roger Goodell. And they sent the letter to David Boies, who is a very high-profile lawyer. And Jones had said he hired Boies and committee. 16 owners. He wants all 32 involved. Now, back in May, all 32, including Jerry, gave approval to let the committee finalize a deal with Goodell. However, since the Ezekiel Elliott suspension, Jones has soured on Goodell. And oh, by the way, sidebar here. Elliott finally gave up the legal fight, so he's missed a game. He's got five more to go, and he'll be back on December 24th against Seattle with fresh legs, by the way. So if they can stay in contention, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Here's the deal. Okay. Roger Goodell has done many good things for the league. One would even say great. Deal he cut for television, massive. Everybody is benefiting. Every single franchise in the National Football League is valued at better than $1 billion. So you're talking about 32 billionaires involved in this league, at least on paper. And if you screw with a billionaire, you're going to pay the price. However, when it's billionaire against billionaire, then it becomes pretty contentious. Life beating and PEDs and CTEs and concussion protocol, and I can't cut down the list. It'll literally make me throw up in my mouth. But with that being said, a lot of the positive has been negated by a lot of the negative publicity that the league has endured, particularly over the last 3 to 4 years. It wasn't that this stuff wasn't there. And it's not like, you know, all of a sudden, whoa, look what happened. Domestic violence. No, you know. There's been the Ray Carruths and the Aaron Hernandezes and all the other, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you could go with. And that's not Roger Goodell's fault. But his lack of awareness and his tone deafness to the public has caused the league to take a hit. And you can't argue with that. Ratings are down. Revenue is down. Jersey sales are down. Attendance in the stadiums are significantly down. And that's not going to show statistically because of the fact that most season tickets, they're sold before the season. But people are not showing up. Anybody watch the Bear game? That stadium was half empty. And if you're a Bear fan, you know, you've got your quarterback of the future. And if you're a dedicated sports fan, a dedicated football fan in particular, you want to see this kid play, Mitchell Trubisky. But like I said, it got personal with Jerry because of the fact that the discipline handed down on Ezekiel Elliott was not to his liking. So now they got some serious discord going on. Now, I've heard the thing, you know, Jerry's going to get suspended. Jerry's going to get a $10 million fine. Jerry's going to get forced to sell the franchise, which, by the way, falls under the purview of Roger Goodell. Article 8, Section 8.13. Not that I have that sitting in front of me, but I happen to be looking at the article. He can push for it. But there's a lot of stuff involved. Three quarters of the 32 teams would have to approve an action, and, you know, But I do get Jerry's point, and this is where I'm on his side. Look, he's got to be allowed to speak his mind. He's one of 32. And he gets to say what he wants to say, at least in my book. You know, I mean, if you're going to get all bent out of shape about Jerry Jones making the league look bad, well, then you need to look at the guy who you're getting ready to give a $50 million extension to in Roger Goodell. No joke there. You want to give the guy 50 mil, use of a private jet for life and the whole night. You know, guess what? That's okay. Because like I said, he's made every single franchise worth $1 billion or more. And that was him. That had nothing to do with anybody else. That was Goodell cutting TV deals and memorabilia deals and product deals and, you know, Papa John deals and all that stuff. And he's great at it. He's also tone deaf when it comes to PR, which is amazing because that was his background. But he truly is tone deaf. You know, but you look around and you can put part of it on the anthem. But don't kid yourself, and we've discussed this here. You can put every bit of it on CTE. And soccer moms that are flat out not going to allow their kids to play football. Simple as that. And he has no answer for it. And oh, by the way, nor should he in certain instances. I mean, he can't stop the fact that there's no technology in current existence to pad football helmets where players don't get concussions. It's a violent, violent sport played by elite athletes at a high-speed level. And they're not coming out of it well. That's not Goodell's fault. He has no answers to it. But it is contributing to the fact that the league is in trouble. You know, and I've said this to people, and they look at me like I'm nuts. So I'm starting to get it. And, oh, by the way, I've been right about a lot of this stuff as it's been progressing forward. Football as we know it in about 10 years won't exist as we know it. And if it does, it's going to exist with lesser skilled people willing to sacrifice their bodies for a big paycheck. You know, and, oh, by the way, these are the same people that were willing to inject steroids into their bodies, knowing that it might kill them. And well, that's your choice. Ain't my choice, but it's your choice. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, you know, you got the answer. You either extend Roger Goodell and hope that he figures it out. You know, you start for all the people that you have, the Troy Vincents of the world, and you need to start coming up with some answers to some of the problems in this league. And I'm not saying, you know, I don't expect Troy Vincent to go out and invent a new helmet. You know, but I, Roger Goodell, and they're tied into corporate sponsors when it comes to equipment and all that, but I'm sure that they're trying to figure out ways through technology to keep the brain from rattling around inside your head when you take a hit. And I don't know that they can do it. I don't know that that technology will ever exist because it's not the helmet itself. The helmet absorbs blows. There's space in between the brain and your skull that your brain moves around. And when it hits the skull, it gets concussed. I'm no doctor, but I know that. I don't expect Roger Goodell to solve concussions. But what I do expect Roger Goodell to do is get the rest of the things that are within his control under control. And that's the use of performance-enhancing drugs. That's the zero tolerance for domestic violence. And be able to handle the PR aspect of it when they have to go in front of the microphones and explain why players within their league are doing stupid things. Look, you know, we talked about it with the kids at the beginning of the show. In the National Football League, at that age, once they become men and once they start getting extensive paychecks, they got to grow up. And that's where the league needs to be focusing. That's where the aspect of, here's our policy, it's zero tolerance, this is what it is, and if you do this, you're out. Because people are tired of it. People are real tired of it. All the crap with the anthem. You can't force anybody to do anything. Players have a right to kneel down if they want to. But obviously it's not being gotten across to these players that every time they do that, they're alienating fans. Well, it needs to be said. No, it doesn't. Not game day. You want to take your protest into the street, that's fine. Go into your community, take some of that money that you're making, and put it towards a cause that you think will further what you believe is injustice. I get that. I have no problem with that. Do it. Put your money where your mouth is. Kneeling on the sidelines, alienating your fans, is not the way to go about it. It's just not. Sorry. I have no issue with Colin Kaepernick doing what he did. What I do have an issue with is the fact that they don't seem to get it that, you know, okay, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Obviously not being taught in school anymore. This is the blowback. Do it. Be prepared to pay the price. And oh, by the way, when the owners start losing money again, guess who else is going to lose money? You are. We'll be back.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. insurance, your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, right here on Sports Byline.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. And guess what? You know, we're talking a lot of stuff other than stuff on the field. But honestly, you know, it's okay. It's okay. You know, the whole aspect of how the NFL is handled. The NFL has been such a viable thing for so long. So long. That it was just a given that it was going to continue to grow. But like anything else, eventually it stops. You know, growth does stop. This is the setup of the league right now. They are dealing with amazing internal and external situations. And the big question legitimately asked by Jerry Jones is Roger Goodell the guy to handle it going forward? Now, I happen to agree with him. Now, I know he is shaded by Ezekiel Elliott, but I happen to agree with him. Goodell is not the guy to handle this league going forward. He is not. Now, to be determined, is there somebody better out there? You know, because the old be careful what you wish for adage comes in here. But I'm sure there are people within the league or outside of the league that are capable of running the National Football League. After whatever the circumstances are. Don't care about it at all. If I'm an owner, what I do care about is the long-term future of the league. And like I said, 10 years from now, whether it exists as we know it. Let's tap out. We'll be back with the second hour of this mess right after this short timeout. News awaits you. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump will be paying a visit to Capitol Hill today to meet with House Republicans in advance of their expected vote on the House GOP tax reform bill, which Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee Kevin Brady says is all about
allowing Americans to keep more of their hard-earned money to use on whatever is important to them.
Though Democrats dispute that, saying it's more of a gift to corporations. And on the Senate side, the first Republican to voice opposition to the Senate GOP tax plan is Wisconsin's Ron Johnson.
I wouldn't vote for it.
Fox News host Sean Hannity saying Alabama Republican U.S. Senate nominee Roy Moore has answered his questions about sexual misconduct claims against him. Hannity last night reading an open letter from Moore in which Moore again denies claims against him, arguing they're driven by politics. Seven women now making accusations against him, and this is USA Radio News.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
The death toll is up in a Northern California shooting spree back on Tuesday as Tehama County Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnston says investigators found shooter Kevin Neal's wife on Tuesday night.
We located her dead body concealed under the floor of the residence. She was an obvious victim of several gunshot wounds.
The discovery of her body making the death toll 5 from the shooting done by the 43-year-old Neal. 6 people dead, counting him, as he was shot and killed by law enforcement. The Army's chief of staff says the Army has failed to properly report soldiers' criminal activity to law enforcement agencies. General Mark Milley telling reporters yesterday there is a significant amount of such omissions that concern him. He speaks a week after the Air Force admitted it did not report the conviction of the Texas mass shooter Devin Kelly to the National Crime Information Center. If Kelly's domestic abuse sentence had been in the database, he wouldn't have been able to legally buy any guns. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Moscow's retaliating after the U.S. Justice Department required a Russian media outlet to register as a foreign agent. The move against RT, formerly known as Russia Today, came after months of questions about the media company and its influence. Now in response, Russia has this week tightened restrictions on other foreign journalists working there. It would affect organizations with state funding like Voice of America and the BBC. The new rules, though, are vaguely worded and could subject outlets to intense bureaucratic scrutiny and audits at any time. A 500-year-old Leonardo da Vinci painting has fetched a fortune on the auction block, even more than expected, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
A work called Salvatore Mundi sold for $400 million Wednesday night at Christie's in New York City. An art collector bought what he thought was a copy of the long-lost painting 6 years ago for $10,000. After restoring it, Robert Simon realized he had one of the only 15 known paintings by the artist. It was expected to go for at least $100 million, but far exceeded that amount as bids came in from around the world. The new owner is keeping his identity private.
United Nations peacekeepers are being urged by actress Angelina Jolie to be more serious about their role in preventing and punishing sexual violence. Jolie was a keynote speaker at a UN peacekeeping defense conference in Canada yesterday. And after crisscrossing the country every year since 1995, the producers behind the punk music festival The Vans Warped Tour say next year will be its last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
It's time now for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air. The Sports Attack. The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out in the coast. Comprehensive, that's one of those $5 words. Yeah, I use them too. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. At Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Robert's keeping it together on the other side of the world. The country, anyway. But, It in today's day and age, it's about radio on the go. Traditional radio stations, they're all hurting. You see the news, you see the media that's struggling, everybody else. Look, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, whatever app you use, it's a beautiful thing. And you can get me, Bob Black. You can go to our website. It's award-winning, AVN, Mondays on Vivid. Click on the Listen Live. There we are. You know, pretty good. Well, you know something? If you hadn't worked, people still heading to the beach down in Florida. Well, guess what? You can get some Spano. It was some black. Spano black. I almost said it. Joey's not feeling well, so best wishes going out to him. Look. We bring you the best. As Scott said on the intro there, comprehensive. We try to talk about everything on here. We really do. And we're not afraid to take on any issues. So if you're a new listener, get used to it, because I'll steer this baby all over the road. I have no qualms about it either. And I'll take on the stuff that nobody else wants to talk about, and I'll try. We roll here. Another way we roll is our respect for the armed forces. And no, I'm not having anthem talk here. What I'm talking about is these guys and girls that go out there each and every day and put it on the line to make sure I can talk into a microphone. Army Navy's right around the corner. If you see one of these kids in uni, buy them a cup of coffee. And if you can't do that, give them an attaboy or an attagirl and thank them for their service. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Your new landscaping looks amazing. Who did you use?
I found a great local pro on HomeAdvisor.
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. It's really easy to use. I just put in what I need, and then they connect me with background check pros who can help.
Did you find your painter there, too?
Yep. I use HomeAdvisor for everything.
How much does it cost?
It's free. And check it out. I can even book an appointment online.
That's so easy. How did I not know about HomeAdvisor?
Go to HomeAdvisor.com now or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, right here on Sports Byline.
Yep, you're back. +1 800 878 PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's award season in Major League Baseball, and not unexpectedly, Max Scherzer and Corey Kluber win their respective Cy Young Awards. And well deserved. You know, it's okay. That's okay. You can make the argument that other guys were deserving, whatever the circumstances were. But you know, Max Scherzer, you want to talk about Max Scherzer? Max Scherzer is an all-time great. He's really, really getting there. Lowest batting average against in Major League Baseball. Clayton Kershaw was his competition in the National League, and he whooped him. 27 out of 30 first place votes. Kershaw led the league in wins and ERA, but Scherzer had the edge in innings, strikeouts, and wins against replacement, which is not a thing that I particularly pay attention to, but it mattered. You know, Scherzer's made 30-plus starts every single year of his career. And you have to start putting him into that conversation. What he did with Detroit, what he's doing now with the Nationals. You know, the move from Arizona, who drafted him, to the Tigers. He's a big-time player, Max Scherzer. Big-time player. He's got three Cy Youngs now. Probably going to end up with another one somewhere down the line. Darn good. You know, I've seen a lot of the trolls. And they're out there saying that Kershaw deserved it. And, you know, look, you can make the argument for him. There's no question about it. But for the people who watch it, they were pretty definitive in him deserving this award. Corey Kluber gets his second for Cleveland, and I don't think anybody can argue with how well he pitched this year. And the voting went accordingly. In the National League, Scherzer got 201 points. Kershaw got 126. Strasburg, Max's teammate, got 81. Then Greinke, Jansen, DeGrom, Alex Wood. And in the American League, it was Kluber, Sale, and Severino, as it should have been in that order. Kluber was great. Sale was very good till the playoffs. Severino was very good, but arguably he was the third best pitcher in the league, and I think that's spot on right. Next year, we'll find out. Now, the MVP is up today, and you got Altuve, Judge, and Ramirez in the American League, and Goldschmidt, Giancarlo Stanton, and Joey Votto in the National League. Now, Paul Goldschmidt gets overlooked. He's on his way if he continues to a Hall of Fame career. And Giancarlo Stanton coming back off of injury, and now he's being dangled out there as trade bait. It just had a monster year for the Marlins, but they didn't win. Arizona did win. And Joey Votto, year after year, just puts up stats. He's one of the best hitters in baseball, period. 320, 36 home runs, and 100 RBIs on a putrid red team. Now, I don't know what direction it goes in from here for him, because he's past the peak of his career. I mean, it's just, that's how it is. And I got a dumbass headline on ESPN about, you know, we're wasting the Ted Williams of our generation. Well, let's not go that far. In his career, he's 313, 257, and 830 as far as RBIs. He's a very, very good, consistent hitter. He's not a Hall of Famer. He'll be lucky to get to 400 home runs before his career ends, let alone 500. He's not going to go to the Hall of Fame. But he's a darn good baseball player playing for a really bad team. Now, if I had to guess, I would say that Altuve is going to win in the American League, followed by Judge and then Ramirez. And I would say Giancarlo is going to win just because of the 59 home runs. And he was kind of a one-man band there. I mean, I know they have other. Vote for Goldschmidt, my own humble opinion. Hit 297, 36 home runs, and 120 RBIs on a baseball team that won. And here's a guy who is on a path, barring catastrophic injury, to go to the Hall of Fame. Stanton as well. You know, you throw up Stanton's numbers, they were massive. 59, 132 with a 281 average. And he's probably going to win it. I would vote for Goldschmidt. No disrespect to Giancarlo. It's literally splitting hairs. But the thing that's frustrating for me with him, and oh, by the way, for those of you who aren't paying attention, you talk about tone deaf and Roger Goodell. Well, Derek Jeter's been pretty tone deaf, too, since he took over the helm of the Marlins. For a guy who's supposed to be the point man and out in front of the cameras and talking, he doesn't seem to get it. And I don't know that the communication skills are all that great with him. He still hasn't talked to Stanton. Maybe he feels he doesn't need to. You know, owners are under no obligation to talk to players. But if my best player and a guy that threatened Roger Maris's record was out there and you know, I'm talking about moving him from a franchise that has trouble drawing flies. I might want to have said conversation. Giancarlo Stanton deserves that. That's just my humble opinion. You know, and Derek Jeter, over his years with the Yankees, mastered the art of saying absolutely nothing. But if you're going to be the face of an organization and be the point man of an organization, you're actually going to have to say things. He already botched the fact that he was looking to get rid of four people who were front office people, advisors, legends to the franchise and everything else by dumping that responsibility on a GM that he was blowing out the door. You know, and I'll give him a little slack. He's brand new at this. But I think once the novelty of the fact he's Derek Jeter and fronting this organization wears off, so far, he's in a little bit over his head. You know. So, we'll see. We'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY. We get ready to tap out here for this segment. And when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more baseball. And then
results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, right here on Sports Byline.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. And, well, you know, the world of sports bounces on. And again, Major League Baseball, there's all kinds of stuff. Yankees haven't hired a manager yet. MVPs are tonight. And that'll be fun. I don't see how you can get away from Altuve. You know. And we'll see how it plays out. I'm talking about it tomorrow. Scott Boras speaking up at the meeting saying payroll slashing is not good for Major League Baseball. Well, it might not be good for your clients, but sometimes it's good for the teams. Interesting statement, by the way, from Hal Steinbrenner, who said that he agreed with Brian Cashman. Why they did it. And he had been there 10 years, and a lot of times it, you know, the message ends up not getting heard. But, you know, and I think the clubhouse was pretty much split down the middle. But here's the thing. Hal Steinbrenner said that had they even gotten to the World Series and won it, they might have made a managerial change. Now, let's be honest about it. If Joe Girardi had gone to the World Series with this team and won the World Series, they weren't making any managerial change. Period. Case closed. Bunch of baby boomers. Baby boomers. I'm all right. Bunch of millennials. They're called the baby bombers. And they're going to have to figure out who is going to lead them into the future. And, you know, I said it before in the show. You know, be careful of what you wish for because it may happen and then all of a sudden you may not be happy. And Joe Girardi being gone, there's a lot of people celebrating that. But I'll tell you something. If they thud next year under a new manager and don't make the playoffs, all those people who were screaming for his scalp after game two of the Cleveland series are going to be going, oh, my God, they should have never fired Girardi. Yeah, you know. And the names that are out there, Bam Bam Mullins, Hensley, to his friends, Chris Woodard, Aaron Boone, who's a broadcaster, Eric Wedge, and Rob Thompson. And I still think the guy down in AAA has a shot. At worst, he's going to be the bench coach. And I'm not inspired by any of those guys. Mullins, maybe. And they also asked about it. You know, people have been asked about Alex Rodriguez. Steinbrenner addressed that. It's of any kind, and that's 100% accurate. And they're not going to give it to him or offer it to him. You know, bud. We'll see how it plays out. You know, all these guys who were considered go back to the play-in game against Minnesota where Girardi completely outmanaged his opponent. And like I said, we'll see. We'll see. Wish what you want. But if they go thud in that division, which is possible, because the Red Sox are still better, Well, you'll get your answer at that point in time. Now, Shohei Ohtani, who? Yeah, the guy that's coming over from Japan who pitches and hits. Now, there's no pressure here. ESPN's calling him the next Babe Ruth with a question mark. No pressure. None. Lordy, lordy cheese. First of all, he's already said that he wants to do both. Now, I don't know that that's possible. Now, if he wants to do both, National League, more than likely. Because in the American League, he'd have to be a DH. I don't know. Maybe, let me revisit that. Maybe to keep him off the field and keep him from getting injured, maybe he goes American League. If a team is willing to do it, use him as a starting pitcher and then DH him the rest of the time. I could see that. All right, I stand corrected. I'm correcting myself. He's not going to go to the National League. He's going to go to the American League. You say Yankees? I don't know how good he is. He's legendary in Japan. He's considered the best baseball player that's ever existed in Japan, including Sahara Oh. Oh. I don't know. Seriously. But I do know he's coming. And they've adjusted the rules and how it's going to be. And, you know, it's all good. And I mean, honestly, it is intriguing because there hasn't been a two-way player in baseball in a long, long time. At least not one that was used consistently. Now, the process itself, this kid's 23 years old. In the last two seasons is 286. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Since he's been with the Nippon Ham Fighters. Yeah. He's produced higher than that over the last 2 years. But his overall line is 286, 358, and 500. On the mound, 252 ERA with 624 strikeouts and 543 innings. Now, from all accounts, this guy is really good. I've never seen him, aside from YouTube. So what do they do? Now, he's going to want to go directly to the major leagues. Is he good enough to do that? I don't know the answer. Now, the way this posting system works with Japan, major league teams bid up to $20 million to get this guy. So that's where their scouting comes into play. Is this guy worth it? And the scouts will know better. And to give you an example, when the Yankees got Masahiro Tanaka, they paid the full $20 million. And they paid Tanaka $155 million. But according to the CBA, free agents under the age of 25 are subject to international bonus pool money. So it's a significantly less amount of money. And like I said, I don't know if the guy And they want to bid for this kid. There's no question about it. But how much they're willing to spend remains to be seen. Like I said, I would think the teams that are interested in him are probably legit in the fact that, man, if it's the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox, they probably would be willing to go up to that $20 million mark because they get it back on the back end. There's no $155 million contract in the works. I think he maxes out somewhere around 60 or something along those lines. It's not chump change. But you know, we'll see. It's going to be intriguing. It's going to be a great storyline for the spring, whoever gets him. Because like I said, you know, no pressure at all. Could be the next Babe Ruth. Okay. Not so fast. All right, let's tap out here. We come back. We're going to move to the world of basketball. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of it in Philadelphia, and I'm going to pat myself on the back and say, I told you so. Yeah, I did.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And now, today's general steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, right here on Sports Byline.
Hello, on the coast, basketball. You know my basketball Jones, and I've been saving the best for last. NBA season in full swing now, and I'm going to pat myself on the back about a couple of things here because I follow the game and I follow it closely. And it's all well and good. People follow each other around in this business, and everybody's afraid to go on a list on a limb because they think they might be exposed. Along the same as everybody else is, but I'm right a lot too because I do follow the game and I try to follow who the better players are and who's in the right direction and who's in the wrong direction. I didn't like the Clippers before the season, and they were surprising me. Now they're skidding a lot. We'll see how that plays out. But a team I did like, and I felt they were ready to take the next step, and I knew they were going to have to learn how to win, but I also figured out if they did learn how to win that they could be a threat in the Eastern Conference, is the Philadelphia 76ers. And guess what? They are a threat in the Eastern Conference. Everybody's just giving it to Cleveland. They're going to straighten it out. Yeah, they've played better last couple games. That monumental comeback against the Knicks, and they beat Charlotte last night. They're up over. And Joel Embiid, when he's on the court, is Hakeem Olajuwon. Got it? Get it? I've said it before. Understand it because I'm telling the truth. 46 points last night in 34 minutes. Oh, a big man who makes his free throws. 15 boards, 7 blocks. And oh, by the way, only 2 turnovers. Against a pretty good center who ended up only playing 16 minutes because he couldn't handle the quickness in Brook Lopez. And that's Lopez's weakness. He's never been a great defensive player. He's not particularly quick on that end. So they put Julius Randle absorbed in going up defensively sometimes against Embiid that he couldn't shoot. And then they put Andrew Bogut in there, who's one of the better defensive players in the league, even at his advanced age. And he played 20 minutes, and he couldn't stop him. You can't stop this guy, period. Case closed. Now, Philly's 8-6, and they got some lifting to do. But they're going to get better and better. Boston's 13-2, 13 straight games. They're not going to continue that hot streak. Toronto's 9-5. They're steady, but they are what they are. The Knicks are 8-6. And we'll get to them in a couple of minutes. And Philly's 8-6. Philly's a threat. I'm telling you. And you look at it right now. Cleveland and Orlando are tied for the last spot. And Orlando gets the tiebreaker. Then it's Milwaukee, the Sixers, and the Knicks. The Knicks are the 5 seed right now. And Philly's the 6 seed. It's not going to stay that way. Detroit finally lost a game, but they're 8-2 in their last 10. The Wizards are very good. They seem to implode at playoff time, but they're very good. But you look at the teams who are struggling. Atlanta, Chicago, they were expected to. The Nets, D'Angelo Russell's out. They're busting their ass. They play hard. Their process is in the works, but they're going to be bad. They're going to be in the lottery. They're not going to make the playoffs. Charlotte added Dwight Howard. They're doing the collective team effort, but it's not performing well. Pacers are 7-8, but they're going to be bad. You know, but you look at all those teams that I mentioned. You know, and I was listening to, I listened to a lot of NBA radio. And damn near every single one of the so-called experts came on and said Philly is not going to make the playoffs. I'm saying the opposite, and I've been saying the opposite. They're not only going to make the playoffs, they're going to make some noise. And they're making noise. And anybody who's not paying attention to Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons doesn't know a damn thing about basketball. Period. And this is without Markelle Fultz. Let's not forget that, sports fans. They are deep. They're getting ready to sign an extension with Covington, who's been a marvel. Sarek. Okafor doesn't even play anymore. The only reason why they're holding on to him is just because of the fact that Embiid's health is fragile. Scott Brown wants to rock and roll with this kid. He played 34 minutes last night, but they're going to back him off. He'll play less minutes going forward. Regular season, then they can put this kid in full bore and really make some noise. And they're going to. You know, they're going to have their nights when they don't get it done. But you look at Simmons, who's a legitimate 6'9", 6'10", point guard, who they have given the basketball to and said, it's your team. And oh, by the way, if you're Markelle Fultz, you know, he's got the shoulder issue, and I'm not questioning anything with that. He's hurt. Take your time coming back. It's okay. And when they get him back, they're going to have to work him into a rotation with TJ McConnell and other players. Because as it stands, Simmons and Redick are their backcourt and will be for the whole season. To try to force field faults into this lineup is stupid. They shot 48% yesterday, 22% from frees, and they made 80% of their free throws. You're going to win a lot of basketball games that way. They're not a great three-point shooting team. J.J. Redick flat out didn't have it last night. He was 0 of 8. But if he shoots his usual 3 of 8, it's an even more impressive win. Now, granted, they were playing the Lakers. I get it. The gang that can't shoot straight. Lonzo can't shoot. Kyle Kuzma's the best. 24 points last night. Kid's a real deal. He was ticked off being picked that late. And the Nets had to give up their pick in order to get D'Angelo Russell. But, you know, having Kuzma on that team probably wouldn't have been a bad thing. He's really, really good. I still think Lonzo will straighten it out. And, you know, forget Dad. Dad's a moron. He's a clever moron, but he just can't keep his mouth shut when it matters. It's irrelevant. Kid will figure it out. He's not going to be a bust. They'll work on a shot in the offseason. I don't know that I agree with Magic, who said we knew what the limitations were with the shot, but we're going to figure that out in the offseason. I think I might want to get that straightened out during the regular, you know, before the regular season, but okay. They'll let him play out the string, get the experience, get the assists, learn how to play against men, the whole nine yards, and then he'll work on the shot in the offseason. And hopefully he'll figure it out. He just has to improve it a little bit. Be decent where they can't slough off of him consistently. And if they can do that, he'll be fine. You know, so don't quit on the kid just yet. That's not where we're at here. But those Sixers, as I said, they ain't no joke. The process worked. And they're going to win a lot of basketball games. You do not want to go up against them. I mean, they're inconsistent now. They're probably going to play 500 ball till after the new year. Because as teams gel and they get used to playing together, you know, don't forget, Embiid and Simmons basically have not played in 2 years. Well, Simmons 1 year. But Embiid 2 years. And they're just getting to know each other. they're in the high what's your name status of their relationship. I see you at practice. What's your name again? You know, no joke radio. Horrible loss to Cleveland when they had a 20-point-plus lead. And it seems to have spurred on Cleveland a little bit. But to their credit against Utah, granted, at home, and granted, without Gobert, managed to hold on and come back for a 106-101 victory. Knicks are the real deal, too. Why? Because they have one of the top 10 players in the league in Kristaps Porzingis. Yeah, I'm ready to anoint him as one. Of course, you can't teach 7'3" with athleticism. He is the prototype big man in basketball right now, him and Embiid. They're never going to match up on each other. Well, maybe Embiid will guard Porzingis, but it certainly isn't going to go down the other way. But nobody can cover Kristaps Porzingis. 22 points last night. Oh, by the way, the 73 mil was not wasted on Tim Hardaway Jr., who has progressed into the 18 to 20 point scorer that the Knicks believed they were getting when they gave him the contract. And they have a three-headed punch. It's not big three, Miami big three, whatever, but Enes Kanter, who is an offensive glass-eating machine, and oh, by the way, has instantly become a leader on this basketball team by standing up to LeBron, he don't miss down low. 6 of 7 last night. You get him the ball within 5 feet of the paint, the ball's going in the hoop. And people forget that. You know, when he was playing with Utah, there was a reason why he was so well valued. Third overall pick, that's no joke. 14. And it's hilarious, yet again, listening to the same so-called experts. Knicks are going to come down to earth. They're going to come down to earth. They're going to, maybe not. It's going to be about health. Kristaps has missed a game already. But he's playing 30-plus minutes. If you watched him, quickness. And he's got a supporting cast around him. Dougie Buckets is playing well. Kyle O'Quinn's playing well. And oh, by the way, Frankie from France. Hello? Simmons is going to win the rookie of the year. Second best rookie in basketball this year might be Tilakina. He's averaging 2 steals a game. He's playing good, good basketball. We'll tap out when we come back. That's where we'll wrap it up. Right after this short timeout, I'm Bob Black. You're not.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Avantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Avantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, right here on Sports Byline.
Welcome back to the Attack. Titans Steelers tonight. I like the Titans to win it. I do. I know it's tough. It's weird. These teams are both contending. I think they're both pretending. I picked Pittsburgh to go to the Super Bowl, but there's something odd going on there. I've been waffling on this game since yesterday when I knew I had to pick it. Tennessee's 6-3. They're even with Jacksonville. Pittsburgh's defense is getting better, but they don't play consistently. I'm going back the other way. I'm picking Pittsburgh and Hines. Marcus turns the ball over, and he's banged up. And I don't know that they're going to be able to run. Their running attack is a monster. Ben's playing better, but not great. He's got the playmakers. Yeah, last week, they seemed to hit stride a little bit. I'm picking Pittsburgh, but if it goes the other way, I wouldn't be surprised. Honest to God, I wouldn't. I don't like either team. I really don't. The division is Pittsburgh's. They're 7-2. Baltimore's 4-5. They've already won the division. So do they come full bore at home? I don't think they want to lay an egg at home. I'll stick with it. Boy, I'm a waffling son of a gun today. Anyway, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow on an NFL Friday, and we'll get into everything else that we can get into in the world of sports. Lord knows there's always a story. Thanks to Robert out on the West Coast for making it happen. Thanks to Scotty for getting some imaging done. For the rest of the crew, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.